If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another solo episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Solo episodes, as I've mentioned, have been a little fewer and far between. We've had so many great guests, but I do love these solo episodes where I can just dive into a topic. And this topic idea came from the Facebook group Healing Hearts Club, which, if you're not already a part of it, highly suggest that you join. It's where, to me, it's my favorite place to get topic ideas, just because they are people that are very avid listeners of the podcast. So anyways, today I'm answering the question, was your breakup the right decision? And before you, I guess, judge the topic of this episode, this will apply to people who were the ones that ended the relationship, which is probably what you first think about when you hear this question. It also will apply to people who were on the other side, where they were the ones who were on the receiving end of the breakup. So I'm going to talk about that from both sides because I think it really is important. I'm also going to be talking about why it's so important to let go of the idea that the breakup wasn't the right decision, and how, in a lot of ways, I think that's one of the top things that keeps someone stuck in a breakup. And then we're going to talk about how to trust that it was the right decision, because I think a lot of us confuse right decision with feels good. This is going to, a lot of the time, and, you know, I guess the message of a lot of the time is the right decision, but it doesn't feel good, which is hard. A lot of the time when we think about, did I make the right decision with something? And if it feels like the right decision, you feel good, you feel relief. It feels like, okay, I got this. But that's not the case with breakups. So let's first talk about what we all think about, which is, let's say you were the person that ended a relationship and you're struggling with the idea of, did I make the right decision? And the first thing I want to tell you is that I would say a vast majority of people who end a relationship go through this thought process of, did I make the right decision? It's very normal, and I've talked about this in other episodes, it's very normal to feel regret going back and forth. Was this the right decision? Was it not the right decision? Because let's not forget that the person who ends the relationship doesn't get off pain-free at all, despite common misconceptions. You are going to be uncomfortable. You are going to miss your ex. You are going to go through the stages of grieving your partner. So when that stuff comes up, you end the relationship and you feel sad and you miss the person, automatically you're going to think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should not have let that person go. I feel so terrible without them. But we neglect to remember the fact that prior to making the decision, it was for a reason. And that's going to be a very common theme in this kind of short episode of, in my opinion, almost all breakups happen for a valid reason. It might not feel valid to you, but somewhere in there, someone was acting off of a feeling that they thought about for a period of time. I've never encountered a situation, and mind you, I've talked to a lot of people who went through breakups. I've never heard from someone who said, I woke up one morning and just decided today was the day I was going to end the relationship. It's a very long thought out thing. So it was not for nothing. And when I've worked one-on-one with people who have gone through ending a relationship, we do a lot of work beforehand. We do different writings. I have them write down all of the reasons they think they need to end the relationship. And again, motive-wise, it's incredibly rare. I honestly want to say it never happens, but I know it does because some people are just awful people, but people don't end the relationship to just make their ex miserable. Usually they're ending the relationship because something about the relationship is not working for them. And they believe that ultimately at the end of the day, it's the right decision for them and the person they're ending the relationship with to let it go because they know that it's not going to work out in the future. And the reason why it feels so stark for one party is because one person's thinking about it for an extended period of time, the other person is not. So there is obviously that big gap in terms of processing time. But just know that if you get to a point of actually ending a relationship, which is not easy, it's not easy to end a relationship. I've shared this before too, but the times I've had to end relationships, I really do wish I was on the receiving end instead of the sending end, because it is so hard to see the person that you care about and that you love get completely shattered. But you have to keep it in the back of your mind that you are doing it for a reason, and you have to remind yourself of those reasons. Sometimes on a kind of regular basis, because you get into missing them and you feel like, oh God, I'm missing all these good times. You're forgetting not even the bad times, but you're forgetting the incompatibilities. You're forgetting about just the ways you guys aren't meshing. So it is a good idea to continuously remind yourself of that. But I think when I've been talking to people who are doubting the decision to end a relationship, me telling them that it's normal to regret it is, I can already see like a weight come off of them because it's not something that's typically talked about. Usually you feel like, okay, I end a relationship and I feel free and I feel good and I feel lighter. And I just, the next day I instantly know it's the right thing. That's not common. It's far more common to feel sad, to feel bad, to want to go back on your decision, to want to reach out to them and say, I've made a terrible mistake. And that is why a lot of people end up doing this dance back and forth, because people do regret ending relationships. And usually it's temporary. Usually, and I share this story about someone I know who ended the relationship like a month later, was feeling very sad and uncomfortable, called their ex to get back together. They stayed the night together. The next morning he woke up and was like, oh my God, I made the wrong decision. I should not have gotten back together with this person. So just know that a lot of the feelings that you're going through are temporary. And if you're someone who's on the receiving end of a breakup and you're hearing this and you're like, if they're regretting it, why aren't we getting back together? Right? That doesn't make a lot of sense. And I'm going to get to the people that are on the receiving end, but I've truly never seen someone end a relationship and been like, it was 100% the wrong decision. I'd say the only time, you know what, I was going to go into it, but this kind of brings me to my next point. So your question is, I can hear it, even if I can't hear you, but I know the question is, but sometimes people get back together. So obviously, if they get back together, the breakup was the wrong decision. No, I would still argue no, it's still not the wrong decision, because usually that breakup needed to happen and they had to go their separate ways. Some stuff had to be worked out and then they could come back together. But I would still very much argue that the initial breakup needed to happen, whether it was things needed to be worked out, not in a relationship. People needed some space and perspective to work through things, or there was just something that was not working with the two of people being together. So I would still argue, even if people do end up getting back together, the breakup still happened for the right reason. And the thing that I was going to bring up, which I at one point thought maybe was the exception, but it's still not. But sometimes people will end relationships due to insecurities of feeling like they're not good enough for the person. More of like people say like a self-sabotage kind of a thing where you're dealing with self-esteem issues and you either sabotage the relationship or you just say like, I can't be with you because you feel so insecure. You still need, like, even though that's, I don't believe that's a necessary reason to end the relationship, you still clearly have to work through stuff. And you probably can't work through it while you're still in the relationship with that person. So again, I've never heard someone tell me their breakup and I'm like, that shouldn't have happened. Usually it's okay, I can see why this happened. And there's clearly a reason for this. And maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't, but it will work out for you. And it might work out with your ex, but either way, it's going to work out. Did you know that 9 out of 10 women lack dominance of L. crispatus, which is why many endure ongoing vaginal discomfort? That's why one of my absolute favorite supplement companies, Seed, created VS01 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. After using VS01 for just a couple months, I've noticed a difference. Other products out there often target only symptoms in ways that further disturb the microbiome, which is so important, just like your gut microbiome. VS01 marks a new era in vaginal care with a sustainable approach to address the root cause of imbalances. This is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with minimal impact on your day-to-day life. Shift from harsh reactive treatments to proactive sustainable care with VS01 from Seed. Go to seed.com/heartbreak and use code 25heartbreak to get 25% off. That's 25% off VS01 at seed.com/heartbreak, code 25heartbreak. You know, after going through a breakup, your photos need to be replaced and memory lane can feel like a scary place to walk down. But don't forget that you still have so many people in your life who love you and so many memories that don't involve your ex. And Artifact Uprising is here to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. I have been an Artifact Uprising customer for years now, and I love that they have such high quality prints and beautiful books that are great for putting up in my home or giving as gifts. Just recently, I made a photo book with photos of my 3 boys from this year. But what I also made, which I highly recommend all of you do, is I made a book with photos of just my best girlfriends, which I now have on my coffee table. It's such a great way for me to see all of my favorite memories with the women in my life who are my rocks. So whether you want to put up some new photos with friends and family around your house, or you want to put together a book as a thank you for the people who are holding you up during this tough time, Artifact Uprising is the place to do it. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Heal Your Heartbreak listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code HEARTBREAK through December 31st. Hormones are the last thing you want to be dealing with as you're going through a breakup, but they can also be hard to ignore, especially during the time of the month. This is why I love recommending Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, which has truly become a phenomenon trusted by over 2.2 million customers, and a bottle is sold every 24 seconds. I started taking Hormone Harmony to help balance my hormones after going through 2 pregnancies in 2.5 years, and I've continued to take it because it's made such a difference in my PMS with bloating, irritation, anxiety, and all the other not-so-fun symptoms that tend to pop up. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today. So now moving on to if you are on the receiving end of the breakup. It's very hard when you're on the receiving end of the breakup. Again, like I mentioned in the beginning, the person who ended the relationship has processed this already and has thought about it. And for you, it's brand new information. And so it feels unfair because it feels like they've thought all these things through and you're just learning about this and you're in shock and you're probably devastated. And so you're just not thinking. Clearly, a lot of people just basically completely black out, like when they're actually getting broken up with. So it's very likely that you don't agree with why this person is breaking up with you. And to you, it might feel like there's an quote unquote easy solution to this. We can work through this. Or someone might say, I'm just using my past breakups for an example. I don't know if I want to get married, and I know you want to get married. My answer is, well, you don't know that yet. We can stick together and figure this out, and you might change your mind. And I don't want to get married right now anyway. And so, yeah, you might not agree. You might think there's a solution to this. It feels unfair because you don't really have a say in it. Sometimes it even feels like when you're being broken up with that the person is almost speaking for you, which doesn't feel fair. So it's very common to feel like it was not the right decision because you don't agree with the decision. You feel like it's a problem that could have been fixed. You feel like they were using false information or false assumptions when they were ending the relationship. So for all of those reasons combined, of course, it's going to feel like it was a mistake for them to do that. And in the days, weeks following the breakup, you're going to be running through all of these things, and you're probably building this case in your head. And it's very tempting to reach out to your ex and say, hey, here are the 5 points you brought up when you were breaking up with me. And here are my rebuttals to those 5 points. And I'm going to show you why we shouldn't be breaking up, because we can work this out. When in reality, I'd say usually when it comes to going through a breakup, when someone actually gets to the point of going through the breakup, it's not really something that that can be argued with. And just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean that it's not supposed to happen, because the feelings and the thoughts are those person's truths. And even if you don't see those to be true, to them, they are true. And I remember, I mean, going way back to episode 27, where I share my story with my husband, Luke, I had gotten to a place where I ran into him after our breakup, where I said, I'm sorry for arguing or not being able to accept your truth as the truth. And his truth was, he didn't think he wanted to get married. And in my mind, I thought, if only I could change his mind or stick around long enough or prove something to this person. And so I was not accepting their truth. And that was painful for me, and it was painful for him. And it just did not make for the right relationship for us. So I think a lot of the time we want to argue with someone's truth of, hey, I'm not feeling this, or hey, we're just not on the same page, or our values and our personality styles aren't a good fit. And that's hard, because it does feel like in some ways that, and I've been in that position where it feels like you're almost fighting for your life. You're like, I need you to see me because I don't want to go through this breakup. And that's very normal, to not want to go through the breakup. And there's this temptation to want to fight for the relationship. Why aren't you fighting for this relationship? I want to fight for this relationship. But you have to realize when it's time to throw in the towel. And even if you don't agree, and even if in the back of your mind you think in a couple weeks from now they're going to realize it was a terrible decision and they're going to come back, or if only I can, again, state my case or talk to them, if only they would just hear me out, they would be able to see that we should be together. You just can't do that. You can't do that. And I know everyone does do it, but the more you do that and the longer you do that, it is so hard to heal from a breakup if you're fighting the breakup. If you think that if only you can prove your case, or if only you can get in front of them, if only this, if only they could just see it this way, you're putting yourself in a position to not be able to heal until someone overcomes something that they probably shouldn't overcome. Like your breakup prop, and again, like, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but like your breakup probably happened for a reason. You don't see the reason now. And I'm not trying to point this as some blessing in disguise, even though it is, but I won't get into that now. Your breakup happened for a reason. And if you argue with that, if you fight against that, the thing is, if you don't accept the breakup, it's very hard to move past it. And that's probably the biggest way that I see people stuck is because they just can't accept it for what it is. And one of the most powerful lessons I learned was accepting does not mean approving. Just because someone broke your heart doesn't mean you have to wish them well and like, oh, I'm just so grateful this happened. I know there's some massive blessing involved in this. You don't have to believe that. You can just say, this sucks. I did not want this to happen. But for my own sanity and my own sake, I'm going to start trying to move on anyway. And I'm not going to have it in my head that if only this X, Y, and Z happened, we would get back together. Or it was a terrible mistake and they're going to realize it. And I'm just going to post up and hang out until that happens. We don't want to do that. That is not the right way to work through this. And so how do you trust that it's the right decision, especially when it's such a painful decision that you didn't make, that you didn't want, that you now have to live with the consequences of it? You have to remember that. And I guess, I mean, this is just going to depend on like your belief system, I guess. I really believe that things happen for a reason. And maybe you don't, and that's okay. But just know that if you and your ex are supposed to be together, I promise this breakup's not going to get in the way of that. If you're meant to be with a person, it doesn't matter if there is a breakup in between. Like a lot of people I know who have successfully gotten back together with exes, almost all of them will tell you that they would not be together had it not been for the breakup. So you can rely on those kinds of things reminding you that like, okay, if it's meant to be, it will be. And you can be honest with yourself of this sucks, but I trust that maybe I couldn't see why it was a good thing that the breakup happened, but I will see it someday. And at the bare minimum, you can realize like, I don't want to be with someone that I have to argue my case in front of. That's a terrible place to be in a relationship, is feeling like you need to state your case. You need to convince them why you guys are in a good relationship, because clearly for them, some element of it was not working. And so we need to be able to not be okay with it, but at least the bare minimum, not fight against it. So to broadly answer the question, was your breakup the right decision? Yes, it was the right decision. Was it an easy decision? No. Is it a decision that's easy to live with? No. Is it something that I need to approve of? No. Is it something that even if I don't feel like, is it okay if I don't feel like it was the right decision? Yeah, 100%. Is it something that I just need to kind of fake it till I make it? Yes. And my whole thing of how do you accept a breakup? You accept a breakup by moving on despite your feelings about it, despite your thoughts about it. I don't want to move on, but I want to feel better. So I'm going to not reach out to my ex. I'm going to not just sit around. I'm going to explore different healing modalities. I'm going to listen to this podcast, even if I don't want to move on at this point. Someday I will. My thoughts and my feelings are going to change as long as my actions change. Change your actions, thoughts and feelings follow that. So I hope that helps someone who's in a position of feeling like it was a mistake and feeling like they can't move on until that mistake is realized by either party. But I feel very passionate about this topic, again, because I've seen so many people stuck in their breakups for such a long period of time because they just can't stop fighting the fact that it happened in the first place. So I will see you guys back here again next week. And I don't know, like, especially those of you who have listened for a long period of time, I hope you can trust. I've gotten so many messages from people saying that they hear that this too shall pass that I say every episode in their head. I hope you can trust me that I trust that your breakup happened for a reason. Maybe you can't feel it for yourself, but just know I feel it for you. And I know that you're going to get to a place someday where you see why it happened. So for whatever that's worth.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.